Man.
Fresh off the porch, slanging cabbie. But I'm rising now, showing my young niggas. There's other ways to get them dollars and funds, nigga. Coming down in an old school, so cool. Whip like a fireball, call it go cool. You don't know the Triple H's.
Back up sunglasses.
Put your ears to the speakers, I'ma show you. I paint a picture so perfect. Hit my CD, you see Mona Lisa in person.
I just bought new sunglasses, but I think I left them on my desk at the office, which doesn't do me any fucking good. Those are just missing. PC preloads for Titanfall, huh? I wonder if that means I can now play Titanfall. Probably not. Probably not. To watch that game launch next week and see how it does. See what people think of it. See if the servers stay up. Like, there was some Bloomberg article that's like, the headline is just like, Microsoft looks to Titanfall to save the Xbox. You know, it's like really hanging a lot. On Titanfall, in terms of its importance to the, you know, future success of Microsoft's platform and stuff, which I said quotes from Microsoft talking about how important it was to them and stuff. It, you know, it's a little weird. A little early to use words like save the Xbox, I think. And, you know, PlayStation 4 is selling, outselling it and stuff, but it's not. I guess this is the first big third-party exclusive release, right? You know, this is the first thing that, from a software perspective, that's differentiated those consoles since launch, right? Well, oh no, I guess Plants vs. Zombies. Not available on the PlayStation, so. I mean, since launch. I'm not even really talking about stuff like Dead Rising and obviously Forza and Killzone and, you know, the kind of first party exclusive releases also. But I mean, kind of since that time frame, this is the first time that there's been a major retail $60 release. Is that enough qualifiers? Since PVZ was not 60?
Like Mike Tyson with his license back, 9 to 5, minimum wage, on top of
I wonder if when they started making Titanfall, if they suspected it would turn into this big of a deal from like a business perspective, that it would get attached to the success or failure of the Xbox One. Okay, no pressure. A team full of people that, you know, bailed on their old jobs, got out, started something new, and they're starting their first thing. And oh, by the way, now it's the biggest thing in the world this quarter. I messed around with the Xbox One Twitch streaming stuff last night. It was pretty functional. Worked pretty well. You know, some little things here and there that I wish were a little different. Like it takes a full camera shot, like a full 4x3 shot to stick in the corner of your stream if you want it. Like it won't crop to just your head. It was integrated pretty well. You know, the broadcasting stuff gets integrated into your friends' feed and stuff. So you know, even on the main screen, that little strip that shows how many messages you have and if your friends are online. Like now it'll rotate through and say, you know, how many of your friends are currently broadcasting and stuff like that, which is neat. And, it services it pretty well. I know Sony does some of that stuff too, but I don't know. Like, the Sony friends list and profile page system has been totally fucked for me since launch because I have too many friends and I've been slowly removing friends. I'm down to a little under 1,400 now because, like, deleting them is a hassle also. The only effective, real effective way for me to do it, because I can't really reliably view the friends list on the console, is I have to use, like, the iOS app to go through and remove them one at a time. So maybe if I pare that down to 100 or 200 people, it'll be easy to use. And then I'll be able to see how they service their broadcasting stuff. I don't know. It's just been annoying. Like, oh, you know, I know a friend of mine is playing this game and I want to join and I can't get to that profile page without typing it all in manually and all this other stuff. They didn't, you know, it's like they raised the friend limit without accounting for, like, what that would actually do. Like, Call of Duty still, well, maybe that's actually just true at this point, but it never, even when I knew people were playing Call of Duty, it'd always say number of friends playing 0. Like, the game just didn't know what to do with that many friends or whatever the problem was. And, you know, Assassin's Creed was broken for a while for people that had more than 100 friends. They fixed that, I guess, but a lot of annoying little shit like that that did not seem to be appropriately accounted for. I'm the man of the bounce. Do not step inside this bounce house unless you want to tangle with me. I keep looking over here briefly and seeing it like disconnecting and reconnecting to Mixlr, so I don't know, maybe there are sunspots or something that is preventing a proper connection. I don't really know. It says I got 5 bars of proper LTE, so I don't know. Here at the county line, seems all right. I refuse to bounce. I don't want to be any part of this. Changed my mind on that whole bounce house thing. I'm out. Gotta get in and finish signing those posters. Actually a pretty nice day. It was like bright sunny coming in my window this morning, waking me up because I left the door open. Didn't block that window appropriately by closing the door. But you know, whatever, it's alright. Goddamn sun around here. Wait, no, we probably need more rain to keep the drought out. Oh, I'm torn between doing what's right, getting some warm-ass weather again. Oh, it's been since I've worn shorts. Oh. I wonder how much of a backlash we'll see about Titanfall just because it's, like, only on the Xbox and there's still, you know, a lot of people out there that are just kind of, like, knee-jerk hating anything Microsoft has done over the last year or so. 8 months, whatever it's been. I wonder if they'll feel any of that. It definitely seems like there are people that are just, like, talking nonstop shit about that game already. In, like, a weird way. Not in, like, a, hey, I don't like shooters, and this is one of those, so I'm good. It's in that, like, aggressive, like, well, I don't want that anyway. I don't know, that's always been the thing, you know, it's like, video games are a lot like, wrestling and comic books and movies, you know, like, kind of sci-fi film, what they like to call geek culture when they talk about it in mainstream media, this really, like, derisive, fucking shitty way, is that the people that are into it no matter what, they have nothing else, and will continue to take what they can get. And complain the entire time. Wrestling, I'm, you know, as someone who likes wrestling, I can 100% say that is exactly how I have been with it. You know, I stopped watching it for a while. Like, I finally got to the point where I'm like, hey, you know what? This is a bad show. I'm going to fucking stop watching it. Because what the fuck am I doing with myself? And then I got back, you know, came crawling back. Still things about it that are fucking dumb as shit, but the people that are booing Batista are still buying tickets to shows to do so. People that talk shit about Battlefield are still like, yeah, I bought Battlefield, and, you know, like, it was the EA earnings call, like, you know, you can tell that they don't, they fucking feel that way, too. It was like, no, we don't see any long-term effects tarnishing the Battlefield brand, which, of course, they would say that in the earnings call, especially if they have another Battlefield game coming out this next fiscal year. But they're just like, yeah, we don't think the fucked up shit that happened with Battlefield 4 is going to impact next Battlefield, because... You know, like, he should have just added on to the end of the quote, like, because what the fuck else are you going to buy? You know, like, or something like that. Like, there's such a feeling like that with a lot of those kind of publishers and creators and stuff like that in those types of mediums. You know, comic books and stuff like that. Like, people like comic books so much, they're still going to read them. You know, they'd rather, like, keep current with them and complain about them than get out of it completely, it seems like. I think it's just like a, you know, it's a weird human failing that all of us have. Yeah, I don't know. And it's not about entitlement. I just wonder if any of that stuff will ever stick, you know? Like, what would it actually take? It'll be interesting to see if they put out another game that says Battlefield on it. Like, I guess they said they were going to. Maybe it'll be that Visceral Police game that is rumored to exist. Maybe they would call that Battlefield PD or something. There you go. That's my new favorite fake name for what's probably a real game, Battlefield PD. What does it take to actually tarnish a brand? Like, from 1 year to the next, a meaningful decline. I mean, not... Because you look at Call of Duty and, you know, I'm not doing, like, year-over-year comparisons on sales and stuff like that. Like, I'm not pouring over NPDs, but... You can look at the part where it's that they're now selling ghosts for $40, and, you know, the number of emails they send out to people playing ghosts, like, hey, you did this, like, trying to, like, keep engagement up. I wonder, like, how down are the numbers for them on that stuff this year? didn't seem like they were out there going like, Call of Duty, the world's biggest game franchise, broke records with this many sales in the first day, and blah, blah, blah. And that was all GTA last year. But anyway, that, you know, back, I wonder what it would take. Like, how messed up would a game have to be for it, for the next year's game to, like, be, to take a huge hit in sales and trust and all that other stuff? You know, because Battlefield 4 was pretty messed up, and they're still, like, the patch notes they're putting out are, like, elaborate, large, like, critical issue-looking patch notes for Battlefield 4. And, you know, like, me playing it on PS4, like, it seems to mostly work. I've had a couple of issues here and there, but, like, that's the best thing I say, is, like, yeah, it seems to mostly work. It certainly works a lot better than it did, you know, back at launch. Like, what? Battlefield stuff, like, teaches a lot of places that run game reviews. Like, I hope that, like, they learned something from that other than we need the ability to change reviews after they're released in case a game changes. Like, that's a meaningful improvement to reviews. Reviews should have some amount of flexibility because games do change, but I feel pretty strongly that, like, the review you have at launch is your most important one, because that's when the most people want to know about the quality of a game. And talking to people that went to the event thing that they had for people to play Battlefield, it sounds like that game was fucked up there. Like, they were running into, like, fairly serious bugs when they were showing it to reviewers. So it wasn't even like they got a polished experience and then it launched and the servers crashed. It was like, here's this messed up thing that they're telling you that they're going to fix, and then it launches even worse. You know, like, reviewers, outlets, and all that sort of stuff, like, you need to be careful with your audience's trust with that stuff. But there are some people that are just, like, so focused on that quest for, like, we need to have a review up on the first day, or first minute available to maximize traffic and all that other, like, that's... Publishers are counting on that. Tried to never be too hung up on that aspect of this when it comes to reviewing games, because it, like, rushing a review out to be first or be right there with everybody, and then be, you know, like honestly, like, wildly inaccurate about the state of the game as it exists on launch day. You know, having that experience that is not accurate. to the, you know, to the full version of the game and writing a review based on that. Like, it's hard, though. I mean, whatever. Like, you know, it's easy to look at that stuff and just go, oh, well, you know, they're just trying to get hits. It's a simplified way of looking at it. I mean, at the end of the day, like, everyone involved in all of these equations are human, and all of it is a judgment call. Like, and you know, like, you have to make those judgment calls, and you want to be right, but sometimes you're not. Sometimes you're right, but then the game's going to be broken for a few weeks, and then you'll be right again. Or something like that, you know? Like, think about, I reviewed Mortal Kombat. When Mortal Kombat 9 came out, that was a case where it launched poorly. And they pulled the PSN servers offline or something, didn't they? Because the hack happened right around then. But, like, it was a case where, like, okay, you know, like, the day before it comes out, like, I'm playing online with people, and it's working great, all the matching works, all the other stuff, and then, you know, clock ticks midnight, and all of a sudden it all goes to hell because so many people are hitting the servers that it's just busted. You look at that and go, like, man, I wish that this review reflected that in a way. So it's like, okay, you know, do you update it, or what's the right way to actually surface that information? Especially information that is going to be, like, temporarily true, like a, you know, Diablo-style server outage around launch that they quickly correct over a couple of days or something like that. Nah, I don't know. But it's one of those things that, you know, people should, you know, the people involved in that process need to take seriously, because it is one of those things that can be largely damaging to a site's reputation if you're, like, putting up bunk-ass reviews that don't take that sort of stuff in consideration, and you're also, like, rushing it out there to be among the first to review a game. Like, it's hard, but no one said it would be easy, so... Updated reviews have a diminishing return. Yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, people read reviews when they first go up. Ideally, when they go up right around a game's release date. You know, that's when people are looking for that information. That's when that information is at its most useful. In every way. People want to know if they should buy a game or not. It is useful from, like, that business traffic perspective. Right there in the first day or two. So I think what I'm going to do when it comes to, you know, it's always case by case, because you never know what you're going to get, when you're going to get it, and what state it'll be in when it comes to reviewing stuff. Like, you know, you can, like, my review policy has to be like, hey, you know, we'll do the best we can when it comes to this stuff. We'll try to make the right calls when it comes time to make those calls. But I think, you know, the thing I'll do, and I almost did it with Ghosts, but it ended up being a case where, like, you know, since it was launching on old platforms on the same day, like, I ran a scored review for those versions of the game, and then was able to go back and look at the newer ones, you know, kind of after the fact. But, you know, like, I think, you know, I'll probably write review text that will be missing some things about the online performance in a retail environment and, you know, and that sort of stuff. And run that without a score and say, hey, you know, this is... You can just be very straight up about what it is. Like, this is pretty much the review text for this product. But until, you know, I get a better sense for what the online, you know, how the online stuff in this is going to work, like, it's until I feel, like, comfortable saying something about that aspect of the game, like, I know how it performs for real people in the real world, like, we're not going to put a score on it, you know, it'll be probably missing a paragraph about the online performance or something like that. And then give it time, you know, if it's 8 hours, if it's 4 hours, you know, like, okay, this, I get a good sense of how this is going, I feel comfortable doing this, or if it's, you know, or if it's 2 days, or something like that, like, I think that's probably how I'm going to try to approach it and see how that goes. Pretty empty roads today. Everyone took the day off.
I'll change the credentials. You know you see the necklace. My life's a completed checklist. I'm tired of hearing about who you're checking for now. Just give it time. We'll see you still around a decade from now. That's real.
All up on this Golden Gate Bridge. It's looking nice out today. Still looking good down here. I thought, you know, it'd be like sunny up north and then foggy and funky down here, but nah. What's going on over there, but I looked over there and it just said, yes, it is pizza. So, looks like things are going okay over in that chat. Oh, Bridge Patrol. Try not to speed past the bridge cops too much. Trouble staying asleep last night. I woke up a few times, but still woke up feeling well rested. Thanks for asking. Yeah, like I woke up at like 1 and woke up at like 3 and it's like, I'm lying there going like, what the fuck? It's stupid. It wasn't even like a wake up, stressed out about something sort of wake up. It was just wake up and go like, wait, what happened? Why? And it wasn't like I was awake and groggy. It was like eyes snap open, fully awake, like, hey, maybe I should get up, do something. I don't know. Thank you. quote. Guys, all I'm on a double-decker bus wearing my stupid hat. San Francisco sure is weird. Let's put up these billboards all over town that say, "Is my tax preparer legal?" I don't even know what that means. Not get rear-ended. going on in front of the update gift this morning? About to find out. Oh, absolutely nothing. They're open though. Turn signal. Like, it's not even hard to use a turn signal. Cars that are on the road today, the few that are here are real suspect. Kind of a working weekend for me. I got some stuff I gotta play, get done, a couple of games. We'll see. It's two right now, could be as many as three by the end of today. We shall see. Me so I can get behind you. It's like, it doesn't need to be tough. Signaling my intent to get over. Girl. Oh. Alright.
And
All right, I'm gonna get in there and finish signing those posters. I think the archive of that stream from yesterday will go up shortly if it hasn't already too. And yeah, we got a show this afternoon, so come hang out and watch it if you can, if you're able. See ya.